Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Relatively new game to the show, Bob. It still doesn't properly have a name. I've just been calling it the impression game. Basically, we have two sort of cups here with cards in them. One's got a voice, one's got a quote. We have to pull out one of each and read the quote in the voice of the person we've pulled out.
Do the impression.
Do the impression, basically. Now, one thing I have put effort into, it's not the name, but I've got a little opener for you.
Look, it's a step towards legitimacy. Let's hear it.
Well, since I've pulled a card, yeah, my accent's been a mess. And you have to guess the sound without seeing the dress. Won't you pull a card now? Come on, do an impression for me. Why don't you do an impression for me?
Not bad.
Who will it be? Impression for me. Which celebrity? It's the celebrity impersonation game. I was going to say before you queued it up that it probably goes longer than what the whole game actually goes for.
Look, we'll cut it down a little bit, but I love that. Turns out the key to getting a good vocal performance out of you is to go a little winehouse.
Just a little winehouse.
Just a little bit winehouse.
Just a little bit winehouse. All right, do you want to draw first?
I will draw first. I'll also just add another quote into that cup there.
All right. I'm going to move them around now because it's cheating if you get the one that you know. All right, go on.
Again, it's more the voice that is the stumper rather than...
And remembering that the person... So if I guess what voice you're doing, you get the point because you've done the voice well enough. That's okay. How that works. You can't laugh already.
I'm laughing because it's a impression that only works with multiple words and a quote that's one word.
Great.
Dough!
What was at the end of that? Can you do it again?
Dough!
The quote's obviously like Dolt from The Simpsons.
Yeah, which...
I have no idea who that is. Is it Amy Winehouse?
It was my best at a Christopher Walken, but you kind of need more words.
I knew when you added to that. I'm glad I didn't get Christopher Walken. I wouldn't have been able to do any of that. Oh my gosh. All right.
Good effort.
I like the at the end of the doll. All right, that's my quote. Got my voice. All right. Quote's okay. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay.
You can't laugh, Brooke. You're not allowed to laugh.
It's not that you weren't allowed to laugh. It's that I just felt no hope as soon as you laughed, but I see why. All right. Yabba dabba doo.
Are you SpongeBob SquarePants?
That's exactly who I am.
That's great.
And yeah, yabba dabba doo from the Flintstones. All right. Do you want to go another one? See if you can make it
I'll
draw?
Go one more.
All right. I'll give you a quote first. Hilarious.
Yep.
All right.
It's more than one word, which is great.
That's a good start. I'm okay. All right.
What is the quote? The name's Bond. James Bond. That was not a good
impression. It also sounded like SpongeBob.
The name's Bond. James Bond. Nah, I'm not standing by that at all. That's a terrible impression. It was meant to be the nanny, but I didn't get it. I didn't get Fran Fine at all. Oh, it's like that. Oh, it's like that. That's the nanny.
I would still have not gotten it. It'd be airy, but not bad at all. That's a point to me on the official tally board.